Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side Frolics tonight, live from the Long Island Hollywood stage in Sevilla, Long Island. Inner Sight, starring Jimmy Dinigan.
I want no vaccine. Make it worse.
Yeah. Disabled friendly philosopher. Louis the Lip.
Yeah, that's in Louis with the Suave and Rosanna Dana.
Louis will be here later on. All right, I don't know what happened to my engineer. I hope she didn't die over there. Don't you dare die on me. Who said that? Somebody said that in a famous movie one time. Can't remember who it was. Anyway, we got the Frolics, friendly philosopher, coming up. And the, did you hear the latest? Somebody told me that they saw the news, and a lot of the hospital officials from one place, or I don't know, a couple of places, were on the news talking about how the hospitals are filling up because of the virus. That's why the hospital officials are so happy. They're making more money. What do you think? Sure. You think they don't want the hospital to fill up? Imagine if the hospitals... Now, which would they prefer? The hospitals filling up or the hospitals closing down?
Well, there'd be no answer to that now, Squire.
That's right. They wouldn't want the hospitals to close down. So they want them to fill up. Doesn't that make sense? That's how they're making all the money. And the one guy said, well, my wife needs a new yacht. Maybe this virus will give it to me. How do you like that? He's worried about a new yacht.
Hi.
And he's not worried about the immune system. He's worried about a new yacht.
Or usually they
say,
my Cadillac.
How about some philosopher music? Philosopher music. You know what that is?
Oh, you want it? You want it? Okay.
Come on, let's let it rip. There it is.
It's ripping. I hit it.
Wind it up again. Let's go. Let it go.
Okay.
Wind it up.
Okay, it's going.
1, 2, 3. Well, here we go again, folks.
Uh-oh.
The CDC is up again.
CDC.
Yeah, we didn't have enough of it last time. Center for Disease Control. You know they ought to change that name.
Center.
Yeah. Why? How come they're not controlling this thing? They had it before, and now they let it come back again. Then you got the other organization, the WHO. I got a good change for that. Call it the World Health Morons, WHM. Yeah. I tell you, give me a little background music, will you? Come on.
Okay.
And The Center for Disease Control now.
Yeah.
Why don't they live up to their name? How come they can't control the disease?
Yeah.
Why do they call them that? That's a stupid name to call an organization that lets this so-called virus come in here and annoy people, and it says it even kills some people.
Yeah,
I don't know how true that is. I don't think anybody knows how true it is. Oh, and yeah. And somebody told me, well, the hospital officials get up on the news and they're talking about how the hospitals are filling up, but they never show you pictures of that on the news.
You mean the bodies? Ooh.
Where's the pictures of the hospitals filling up? Oh, they got the hip law now. Yeah, that's what it is. The doctors think they're hip.
Now,
they think they're hip. They don't have to show you no proof of the hospital filling up.
Filling up.
I got
a
better idea. Stay away from those hospitals.
That's right.
Build up the immune system. Get the Center for Disease Control to give you the stuff for the immune system. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Instead of telling people the hospitals are filling up. What the hospitals are filling up? Because people
so
listen to these
people.
Doctors and this news and everything else. And then Mr. Biden gets on the Facebook and says, if you don't take the vaccine, you're killing somebody. Yeah? How about the nursing homes?
Yeah.
Are they killing anybody? Get out of here. All right, Inner Sight Frolic. And we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Louie will be here. What else we got? Oh, I'm going to throw in a Lauren Hardy skit.
Mm.
Don't ask me what it's about because I don't know yet. People don't realize that. See, when I do these skits, now you want a little, I'll give you a little behind the scenes info on this crazy show.
You said it, I didn't.
When I do these skits, half the time when I hear the music, I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
That's true.
That's the beauty of the brain.
Yeah.
See, when you have a beautiful brain, you don't know what's going to happen next. Some people have an ugly brain. That's why they know what's going to happen next.
Oh, is that it?
Like the CDC and the other guy who, did you hear the other guy on the news? The fella asked him a question about the Alzheimer's stuff that where the three scientists quit.
Yeah.
And he says, well, don't you have another question? Why are you asking me this? And he wouldn't answer the question. How do you like that one?
I think
sure.
It's horrible.
They
it's
don't want people
horrible.
To know what's going on.
That's right. I
now,
told
how can this,
that.
How can this government allow this CDC to keep operating when the first virus, if you want to look at it that way, came in here and look what they shut down everything. That didn't help.
No,
people
didn't
still died.
Yeah.
How can they allow them to continue to operate? And then the other place, the World Health Organization, same thing.
Excuse me.
They said the thing started over in England now, the bugs.
The various. Yeah, the
bugs. I heard today that England is opening up their country to all. This doesn't make sense.
Well, no, usually when you have something, you close it up.
Doesn't make sense.
I never heard of that.
Contradictions all over the place. That's why I don't believe them.
Well, the only thing I do believe is when I see, you know, they say, oh, this person passed on, you know, from COVID. They did an autopsy. They found their lungs filled with this. When they do something and they actually, you know.
Well, if you do an autopsy and you can produce the results.
That's it.
That's a different.
Right, but when you.
Yeah,
it's a different story.
It's a horse
but
of a different color.
Right. But
well, I don't mind
do
any.
That,
I love all colors.
But you're not able to produce anything like that, and you lump everybody together and say, oh, all
these
people.
They don't autopsy all those bodies. Are you
no,
kidding
No, they don't. They don't do squat. Serious, they don't. And then they say all these people
how are they
going to
prove a guy died
right.
from a virus? They don't have the proof there, the lab
body.
Results, the, you know, the
but also,
test tubes and all that.
a virus dies when the host dies. So people don't realize that also. It's really getting me, you know, started when they
All
say
right,
that.
Insight. brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Little Bear. Check them out. Tom Driven, New Jersey. By the way, they changed the name down there. I don't know what the new name is, but they don't call
we
it
have...
Tom anymore.
No, they don't? What do they
Some
call it?
Some kind of new name. I got to dig that up.
Okay. We have a All caller right. that we have not heard from in a long, long time.
All right, caller. Hang on. All right.
Okay.
Big East, the Key to Rescue. And the Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt a great, great Akita. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and a little, little sweet girl that I just heard about.
Oh,
who they put
like
on the cover
that.
Of Newsday, and some son
yeah.
of a bitch murderer.
Yeah, I think he was playing his game or something. There was
royalty.
One guy was playing
her father. They say it was her father. Royalty. Her name.
Yeah, that's his
we
name.
We honor the little sweet one forever
yeah.
and ever.
She.
You know what they ought to do?
Killed.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what the President of the United States should do tomorrow? With that,
yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what he should do. If he has any guts, if
yeah.
he has any love in him, any caring, start
right.
a thing called Kid Cops.
Yeah, we
you don't need any
that.
Money to do it. Get volunteers. Train them.
Yeah.
I'll be one.
Yeah.
Train them.
Give me a dog
and let
I'll
them
train
patrol.
The dog and I'll help you. Yeah.
Let them patrol all over this country,
yeah.
you know. And even better, give them a trained dog with them, because dogs could tell you
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
They should do that and call it the royalty law.
Yeah. That poor girl
if I
was,
were
like,
president
I think,
of this country,
very young, very, very young.
If I were president of this country, it would be done already.
I know.
And every mother would love me.
That's true.
And they'd all vote for me.
Let's explain
but that's
to
not
our,
why I would do it.
Our listeners, what happened to this person? You heard it? I heard a little bit about it. But did you hear the details?
No, no, no. But I don't want to get into that now. This is a comedy
okay,
show.
We'll do that on Monday, I guess.
All right. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. You need to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, steal a house. Don't steal it from Kennedy. Steal it from somebody else.
Kennedy's thing
All right,
is up, by the way.
Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right. So there's the number. You need any real estate advice, call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary with the dog food and the cat
yeah.
food and the medical. 631-484-
I have something
484-3085. Your timing is horrible. You know that?
I know because I can't hear. I can't hear anything right now.
Well,
very
turn
well.
The damn thing up.
I did.
You can't hear me?
Not very well.
Well
I
turn
turned
it up.
It up but I, yeah, I did. I'm getting like an underlying.
You need an
like,
amplifier.
Down. That's what I need. Yes, I do. I do badly.
Tell those idiots to buy you an amplifier.
That's right. I
yeah,
need one
right.
badly.
They don't care about you or anybody.
No, they don't.
All right. Inner Sight, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, Long Island Connection. Good friends over there. Check out their Facebook. And a lot of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Prince's, Sunrise, Sunset, isn't it? Restaurant? Yeah.
Yes,
Sunrise, Sunset, who cares? Either both of them. Sunrise Sunset Restaurant. All right. Take your pick. My buddy Sal. Oh, the ice slip cleaner.
Sunrise,
good.
I thought it was Sunrise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The ice slip cleaners, local supporters of Inner Sight. Good
yeah,
people over there.
And don't forget
insurance. All
we
right.
put up the what I had told you from the real estate. We put it up on his site.
Would you put what on the Facebook?
The post, yeah. You wanted me to.
Oh, you sent it out?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so we'll have to check that.
Yeah.
All right, I want to thank my my good friend Olga Murray for passing along the article to Congress and also for trying to get the Chamber of Commerce here local to match the $2,000 donation that Suffolk Bus Corp so generously gave us. My good buddy over there, Tom McAteer, John Corrado, Ray Grimaldi, and all the others. you can find the article in the still on the web. You know, Google. Somebody told me they Googled Inner Sight, and the article came up.
Yeah, that's me.
We made three papers: Islip Bulletin, Long Island Advance, and the Suffolk County News. And next month they're supposed to hit us in another one. So we'll keep you posted. But any business out there, you want to match the $2,000, we can give you a lot of help, a lot of publicity. This show, the new YouTube program that's going to be coming up, cable. We got two cable shows. One that goes to Manhattan. It goes all over the world. And the one local here, which would probably be more helpful to a local business. You know, we can film the outside of your business, and we could put it up on the cable show. So at the beginning and the end of every
actually.
At the beginning and the end of every show that we do, people will see your sign, your business. All right? And if you think that nobody watches our show, you better think again. We get called all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We do.
All right, Inner Sight.
Recently, Frank, somebody said to me recently, I saw you on your I heard you on the podcast. Recently, somebody said that. And then somebody said, in the past to me, oh, yeah, I remember seeing you on the television. I haven't been on the television, you know, since before COVID. I can't wait to go back in. I'm really looking forward to that. And
you're on
the
reruns.
Yahoo. Yeah, I know. I'm on the reruns.
So match the $2,000 and let us help you.
Yeah.
And you help us and help us. The main thing now is to get this Americans with disability. This is American people.
Yeah.
This cause, Inner Sight now has become more American than before, because our goal is to get the Americans Disability Act to have enforcement and to stand by millions of Americans who need help. And there's so many situations. You've heard us talk about it a lot. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Let's see. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the regular Inner Sight number. All right, now let's see. Oh, how about you got the ABLE News?
Yes, I do. ABLE is the newspaper brought by and about the disabled that has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign the petition. And, you know, we got to add something to that nursing home petition. I just thought of it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I just had a brainwave scheme from outer space.
Uh-oh.
We have to add to that nursing home thing. You know, sign this petition. One of the reasons you're signing is to get the American Disability Act to protect people in nursing homes and to protect people from going into nursing homes.
Yeah.
That should be in
both.
There.
Yeah, you need both.
And I don't believe we put it in there.
I don't think we did, but you know what we also didn't put in there? We didn't put in there a lot of things in terms of how it really dishevels people. It takes people out of their ordinary. It takes people, you know, and all their assets and everything that they own.
Well, we talked about that.
Well, not
that
in
could be
detail.
In there.
I think we need to really emphasize how much this really, you know, takes away from people. I don't know.
You got to put more pictures up there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. So we'll go over that and we'll amend it because that ADA stuff should be in there because people are not aware.
Yeah. It doesn't protect
you can't call upon. You cannot call upon the American way world when you're being put into a nursing home or when you're in one and you're trying to get out.
No, you can't. You know, it's
and
funny.
We found out recently that if you need a court order to get someone out, it's 6 months and $15,000.
That's crazy.
And nobody, very few people have that kind of money. The ADA, you don't have to pay a lawyer. The courts pay them. All right?
Yeah.
So we got to get that in there, but that would be another reason and a big reason to sign. So, all right.
Yeah.
And all I don't know if we put it in the service dog one, too.
I don't think so.
Put the ADA in there?
Sort of. We touched on it a little bit, but
we got to look at that,
too. We have to read it back again. I want to make sure that it's fully in there. I don't recall if it was really, you know.
ADA doesn't protect you when you're denied a guide dog or a service dog.
No, it isn't. Oh, wait.
Horrible.
There's only one thing that it does protect, that it allows people into the place of business. They put that in 2010. I saw that recently.
Well,
so,
I mean, big deal.
Well, you know why that has to be in there? Because then why would anybody need a school? You see? So they had to put that in there just to protect the reason why they raised the money. I mean, that's the only.
Wait a minute.
That's
got nothing to do with the. With the ADA's got nothing to do with the guide dog school. What are you talking about?
No, in a way it does. It has to be in there, in that thing, so that if somebody says, oh, that dog really, you know, shouldn't be in there, or whatever the case may be, and says a real idiotic thing like that.
Oh, you're talking about the guy, the service dog. I'm talking
it.
About the school, the two different things here. It doesn't say
a thing
about guide dog schools. It says that the blind person can train the dog on their own.
Yes, it
does.
It does say that.
But it stopped.
And when
there.
I read, I don't know, it says
that's
more.
That's it.
Hold on, let me go back. I pulled it up the other day because I was looking for something. And it did say more in relation to the Americans with Disability Act. And I was surprised, actually.
Well, not that I know of. What else does it say?
It said it just added more stuff to it, made more amendments to that. I don't know, maybe our ADA lawyer.
I was told by a lawyer that this, you cannot bring an action under the ADA against the guide dog school.
What's new?
So I don't know what you're referring to, but.
Well, yeah, because I typed it in, and I typed in, sir, I was looking for something, basically, in particular. I was looking for if you have a multiple disability, can they, you know, with the ADA, can they deny you anything or tell you that you can't apply. And I was just looking up stuff, you know. But now it's his featured topic. It says service animals. And then you go into the service animal area, and then it has this whole thing about frequently asked questions and a whole thing here about the changes.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about the guide dog schools that you have the right to go to court.
I haven't read it yet. Really?
No, it doesn't.
I only took a brief, you know.
It doesn't. It's not in there.
Oh.
I checked it already.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
There's nothing in there about how you if you're denied the dog. Service dog.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Anyway, you can double check it, but, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I want to see when the last time it was updated. And if it's like
and
recent,
it doesn't say anything
then
about
really
the guide dog's medical either.
No, that I know it didn't. But it did say something in regard to, it's like a beta version of this law. So basically, right now, you cannot be denied entrance. That I know, according to this.
Oh, I'm not talking about entrance. I'm talking about the schools that train the dogs. Yeah, it says you're not, you can't be in denied entrance, but there's no enforcement of that.
No, there isn't.
Oh, what good is it?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Yeah, let's have some
supposed
fun.
Supposed to be a comedy show.
Yeah, well,
hit
isn't
that
the
Lauren Hardy.
A comedy?
Yeah, hit it.
Right? Hold on, I'm hitting it. It's not going. Hold on. We got a lot of people who are waiting for us. We even have Anthony. We haven't heard from him in a while. Lauren and Hardy, I keep pressing this thing. Okay, now it's going. Jeez.
There we go.
We have Maureen, too. And Lee.
Well, what are we going to do? Well, what do you mean? I'm hungry. When I got dinner on the stove. Oh, I got it in the stove. Well, which is it? On the stove or in the stove?
Uh-huh.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. What do you mean? Well, if you're looking at it from the left side, it's on the stove. But if you go over to the right, it's in the stove. What? What is the matter with you? Well, I'm a little off in the brain. My mother told me when I was born that some fella hit me with a 2x4.
Ouch.
2x4. What's for dinner? Chicken, how do you make it? What? Chicken, how do you make it?
What the heck is that?
What do you mean? I smell something burning. What is that?
Oh.
That's the chicken, how do you make it? Well, nobody answered the question, so I didn't know how to make it. Will you... You're going to drive me crazy. What is that? Well, I think that chicken is overdone. Well, I think our goose is cooked. So is the chicken. What are we having with the chicken? Well, I got some potatoes, pickles, onions, and parsley and broccoli. But I don't know where it is. What? I'm hungry. When I get hungry, I get irritable. And then when I get irritable, I bite. Well, you do look something like a bear, Ollie. When you cut that out, say, what happened to your little friend, the biting buzzard?
I don't want to bite you. Why aren't I?
There she is. The biting buzzard. Don't go near her with that spatula. She'll get very jealous. Well, how's that chicken? Well, I don't know, but if you're brave enough to taste it, don't be chicken. Will you cut that out? All right, now sit down. Now, what is this paper plate? Well, make believe we're on a picnic, see? And I'll give you a paper plate, and here's some potato salad that I found. You found? Where did you find it? Well, some fella was moving out, see, and I just ran in the back door and grabbed the potato salad. You expect me to eat that? I don't know what's in that. Well, neither do I, but, hey, look, you can only die once. Will you? I don't want to die once. I don't want to die at all. But you better quit going to those doctors. They're going to kill you. I heard of 4 people died last night from a doctor. What happened? He ran over him with a truck. Oh, get out of here.
Oh.
All right, in his sight, Lord Hardy. Hey.
Hey.
Who we got on the line?
All right, we got Louie, we got Anthony, we've got Maureen, and we had Danny, but he, went. I guess he's off. And
oh, let's
might
see.
Come back later.
Oh, Anthony from Brooklyn, you're talking about.
I know.
Well, let's take Anthony's call. He hasn't been on for a while.
I know.
Live
I
from
guy.
Brooklyn, New York. Here he is.
Anthony.
Get rid of that music. We don't need it anymore.
I know. I'm trying to. Here we go. Okay, we got it. All right, Anthony.
Hey.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey,
hi, Frank. How are you? How's everything?
Hey, good. What's up?
I heard you were asking about me, Suzanne, but I didn't have your number to call you. I lost it.
Oh, no.
But I've been okay.
Oh, good.
Just dealing with
news
the systems. You
traveled fast in the disabled community. Yep.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, we're all famous on this show. They love us.
Yeah.
They love us. Because we speak the truth.
Well,
we really
glad
do.
You called in. What's on your mind? You got any jokes to tell us?
Not really. Suzanne just saw me on the board, so she brought me in just to say hi. But, you know,
yeah,
I'm a little dry on the jokes tonight.
Well, you're always welcome to come in and say hi.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I know.
Yeah, so...
Anything new lately?
I heard a joke a while back. See, these two Jewish women sitting in Miami, see? And one says to the other, "Oh, I haven't seen you in years, Becky. What, you all right? How do you feel? How's your mother?"
"Oh, my mother died last year."
"Oh, my God, your mother died. How about your father?"
"Oh, he passed away 2 years ago."
"Oh, my. Your brother, Frankala."
"Frankala? Oh, he died. He's gone."
"What is it with you? Everybody's dead." She says,
"When I eat, they're all dead."
Must be the way she cooks that kills them.
That's right.
That's the over season.
Did you hear about the guy who works for the hospital? See.
Uh-oh.
He's one of the officials, and the fellow said, the reporter said, "Well, how many people have died?" And he goes, "Well, not enough yet." What? What do you mean, not enough?
Not
well,
enough.
I still can't get the yacht.
I had a doctor once, and this is the truth. I was in his office, and he was explaining how much he made for each patient and how he, spoke like 15 minutes to them and how he makes money on a 15-minute speech with each patient.
Oh, yeah.
I
make
like,
money
wow.
on everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, why is he talking about this, like, with an earshot of all, this is when my hearing was a little better than it is now, with an earshot of all these, you know, patients and their families. I just, you know, had to, you know, close the door of the room. And then they said, no, we have to keep the door open because doctor has to come. I said, no, I just don't want to hear it. What
well, how about the drug pushes that go to these doctors, you know, the
oh, yeah.
legal.
Yeah.
Hey, doc.
They bring lunch for them 90%
hey,
of the time.
Hold it. Don't
yeah.
you, can't you hear your cue? Hey, doc. Push this drug. See, this is the latest one. Don't give them the other one anymore. We had too many calls about side effects. So we're
yeah.
playing that one down. We got to get the lawyers out of our hair. Push this one. See, this one's better. You know. And doc says, well, what do you mean? Why is that better? Well, because if it kills you, it happens all of a sudden. They don't know it. Get out of here. All of a
yeah.
sudden.
Yeah.
Woo! We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Don't take the vaccine and make you worse.
Jimmy. All right, yeah. Intersight. What's up, Anthony? You got anything?
Not much. Just wanted to say hi and check in with you guys.
Oh,
oh appreciate
so cool
it. All right, hang out for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Take care.
All right, take care.
Thank you. We're going to have Louie. Is Louie still on there?
Yes, he is waiting patiently.
Ah. Let's get Louie, and then we'll do the Jimmy Dinigan.
We also have Maureen waiting, too. So
Louie the Lip.
Louie first. Okay.
On Inner Sight Live.
Hey, Louie.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the most talk show on radio and on TV. Blog Talk Radio presents Inner Sight in the Follicks on a Friday night. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
That's it. Thank you. Thank
there you.
You are you part? Do you like this show, Lou?
Yeah, I like the show featuring Rosanna Dana talking to the swab in the bathroom with a tickle feather. Yo.
Talking to the swab? That's very interesting.
Give it a coochie-coochie.
The coochie-coochie swab?
Coochie-coochie with the swab.
You bet your life.
That's a new one.
From Rosanna Dana Nana to the one and only love draft Louie Rivera.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So, let's see. What was that? What was that thing we were going to do tonight? I forgot. We had a... You were going to do a special song tonight.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, you did it. Oh,
the
yeah. I want you to.
Opera.
I want you to be an opera singer.
That's right. I remembered. That's
and then you
good,
started
man.
Singing this other thing. I forget what it was. What was that song you were singing?
He was singing something deep and like baritone, like I don't remember.
You remember
song,
Lou?
Though.
Hey, hello, Suzanne Tarasi Ferrero. This is Louie Rivera.
Hello, Louie. How are you?
Hey, Bob, listen to this. Hey, Bobby Casalvo, I know you're hiding somewhere. You're going to miss Block Talk Radio with the Fox. You're hiding somewhere. You got to listen.
Yeah, she's probably listening. Tell her what you want
Buffy's
to tell her.
Hiding?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope she's not hiding. I hope she's not hiding in the basement with President Joe.
Oh.
No, she didn't pick up the telephone.
Ringy dingy.
Yeah.
All
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Val, watch out for fucking she's cracking
show.
Her funny bone.
She just might call in on the show because she wants to answer you back.
Yeah.
Hey, did you and Buffy ever go dancing?
What, give her love drops to the lady and coochie and
yeah.
smooch
you ever,
smooch?
You ever dance with Buffy?
Yeah, I not dance with the cha-cha-cha on the mambo.
Oh, you did the mambo with her?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Doing the mambo.
Hey, meanwhile, let me talk to Pat Cooper. Hi, Pat Cooper. My name is Rosanna. Down there talking to the swab in the right in the bathroom.
The
swab. Tickle, tickle.
Yeah. What are you doing? I was a mambo dancer for the FBI.
Oh, jeez.
You remember
yeah,
that?
That's right, and a tickle, tickle, too. And I mean, well,
tickle,
Rosanna
tickle.
Down was
tickle,
talking
tickle,
to one
toe.
Of the ladies. I want to go dancing with a
yeah.
lady, you know, and give her a big...
I was walking
coochie,
down the
coochie,
street
coochie.
One day, and there was a fellow walking
yeah.
with two dogs, just walked into the wall.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right, and then some of you getting down with a boogie, you know. Boogie down, you know what I mean? Yeah.
They were doing boogie down? Were we dancing?
Yeah, that's right.
I remember the time
yeah.
I spilled a glass of water on Pat.
You did?
Yeah.
He took me out to lunch.
Oh.
And I knocked over the glass. I can't
oh,
take
really?
You anyplace.
Can't take you anyplace? Is that what he said?
Yeah. He was so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lou, give us a song, man. Come on. What's that song you were going to sing?
He's going to sing something in the operetta.
I don't know operetta.
No, no. He sang another song, but I can't think of
I
it.
I know, but I want to see if he says, no, that wasn't it. That, and then he starts singing the other song. I was hoping I'd trigger it. Him to
it was a nice... A baritone song. What was it?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it was a nice baritone song to him.
Hey, you know that song, Spanish Eyes?
Well, he could sing that.
I'm too shy to sing it, Frank. I'm too shy.
Why?
Oh,
I'm
you're
shy.
Not shy. Come on. What are you talking
shy my
about?
Butt.
You're an international
no, my butt. No,
star
no.
on Inner Sight. How can you be
still
shy?
Sing it. He's not shy.
Spanish
eyes.
He dropped before
oh,
the Spanish eyes.
Somebody's turning over, right?
Please don't cry.
Oh.
It was the love it fell before I go. You.
Somebody's turning
over.
That's what it means.
When my wife saw the love drop your before.
Oh, Lou.
And pray.
Can I say, I know you sang this way before. You sure you're okay?
Oh,
Lou,
where my praying heart, you're away from me.
Oh, my.
Say you and my love drops away
oh,
for
my.
Me.
Oh, my.
All right. Louis Rivera. Spanish. Hey, I bet you could sing that song in Spanish, too.
Yeah, he can, probably.
Hey, come on. I'm too shy, Frank and Susan. I'm too shy.
Oh, yeah, you're shy. You're not shy.
He's not shy.
Hey,
anyway.
Hey, that wasn't bad, though, I got to say. That was pretty deep. It was.
Oh, me?
No, the song is set at a lower octave than what your voice is. You're like a little bit above that. That was pretty great.
Yeah, and Suzanne, like Louis say,
yeah, he's
don't
all over
shy.
The universe with the key.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right.
Suzanne.
Yeah.
Suzanne, don't be shy, Louie. Right? Don't be shy.
Yeah. You don't want me to sing. You know why?
Why? Now talk to me.
Well, the glass all over the place will just start breaking. I don't sing well. And since I had my breathing issues, I don't sing too well. They say it actually helps you breathing, singing.
How you been?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm gonna love Dr. Rosanna Dan. On a Friday, I call you on a Friday. I'm talking about the swab. Give it to the female. The coochie, 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 coochie.
You like that.
All right,
we got to
do the Jimmy Dinigan vaccine skit.
Yeah. Frank wants to
thanks
move
for
on.
Calling.
He also wants to get Maureen in, too. So, thanks, Louie.
Hey, say hello to Maureen for me. This is Rosanna Dana. Say, have a good weekend, everybody. This is from Rosanna Dana.
Sorry.
See
all
you
right.
on next Friday on Fox next Friday.
I did.
In sight.
Now I did.
And, you know, this skit, I got to admit, you know, I made it up. This didn't happen in school. I mean, this is about this is something that would have happened.
It's
you know, if we had
the vaccine. Was
if we had this stupid virus back then and we had to be vaccinated and all that, all right? So, yeah, so Jimmy comes in, you know, and he's always watching television, see? Dinigan, you know, he loved television. And he's sitting down, and everything's nice and quiet and peaceful for a change. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, Dinigan jumps up and he says, Miss Moore, I'm not taking the vaccine. It makes you worse. And she goes, Jimmy, sit down. You have to be vaccinated. It's very important. Oh, no, I don't get that. It makes you worse. I know somebody lived down the block from me, took the vaccine, and he keeled over and dropped dead. Jimmy! He
what
dropped
he
right dead. And Janie said, oh, no, I am I going to die? And Jimmy said,
no.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
One way or another, yeah.
Sooner or later. So Janie got all scared, and she says, Miss Ma, you mind if I go by the window? And Miss Ma said, stay where you are. Sit in that seat. Don't you dare go by that window. Whenever Janie got upset, she wanted to go by the window.
Yes.
In case they come after me, I'll be able to jump. Janie, keep still. So then Jimmy, you know, Jimmy goes about the vaccine.
No, I won't take it. And they want to take me to court. They said they're going to take me to court if I don't take the vaccine. So I got to go to court tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, I hope you don't get arrested.
I don't get arrested. You get arrested, you take vaccine. It makes you worse.
So next day, Jimmy doesn't come to school, see? And he goes down to court.
Yeah.
And the court gave him a lawyer, see?
Uh-oh.
And the lawyer says, well, Jimmy, my name is Brown. I'm your lawyer.
Oh, yeah. You got the suit and everything, huh? You got a tie, nice, yeah. Did you go to school?
I said, yes, Jimmy, I went to school.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So the judge calls the court to order and Jimmy's sitting there next to his lawyer, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, Jimmy had white hair, a little skinny kid, you know.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with the white shirt and all that. And all of a sudden the judge said, all right, docket number, blah, 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 whatever it was.
Yeah.
And Jimmy said, Your Honor, he goes, before we start the court,
can I sing a little song?
Make
me relax. And the judge says, Jimmy, sit down. Talk to your lawyer. No, my God, I got to sing my song, and it makes me feel good inside. I think that. Jimmy, sit down. Now, just sit down, Jimmy. Just sit down, the lawyer. You know. So he's sitting down, and 5 minutes later, he does his Dinnigan thing. He springs to his feet, and he goes, pound it around, bounce the ground, if you know what I am, show it your ass. And the judge says, hold him in contempt. That little no good. Pip-squeaking ass. Call your first witness. And so the lawyer calls Mr. Kramer. Kramer's the witness. He gets up there. Do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, no truth, no truth, have you got? Kramer goes, yes. So Kramer sits down, and Jimmy jumps in. Oh, Mr. Kramer, you could take your hand off the Bible now. Please, Jimmy, be quiet. So the lawyer says, Mr. Kramer, are you familiar with the student Jimmy Dinnigan? He goes, I'm familiar with him, all right. I got the doctor's letter right here to prove it. He pulls out the letter, and the judge says, all right, we don't need that in this case. Now, the issue is Jimmy won't take the vaccine. Now, what do you think about that, Mr. Kramer? Well, I think, freedom of choice should prevail. Mm. I mean, a lot of people can't take that stuff. They get deathly ill, and they break out and all that, and you get a rash. Oh, yeah, I got a rash. Yeah, I got a rash on my ass. Shut up. I drank too much pound in the realm, Mr. Kramer. I got the rash.
The
lawyer says, that's our testimony, Your Honor, Mr. Kramer, and we now call Janie McCluskey. Who's Janie McCluskey? Is she a social worker? Oh, no, Your Honor, but she's very social. So, get her up. All right, young lady, put your hand on the...
Where's the Bible? I'm blind. I can't see it. I can't find the Bible, Jimmy. Help me. All right, come here, Jane. Don't worry about it. You don't have to put your hand on the Bible. Just put your hand up and swear to me. I'm God. I'm God.
The judge said, get him out of here. Case dismissed. Jimmy said,
I could see that happening.
Jimmy said he was God.
Woo!
I'm going out the
happen.
Door. I go, pound it around, find the grave, and you're And the judge said, I have to take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, probably.
And Kramer says, I'll give you a referral to my doctor, Judge. Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Jimmy said he told Janie to swear to him. He was God.
Woo!
Anyway, Jimmy won the case. He didn't have to take that stuff.
There you go.
I wonder if he
could find Jimmy off of your old alumnus, for your high school or your junior high.
I don't even know if Jim's still alive.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, in a sight. 213-816-1650. Television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday night, 7:30. All over the Long Island, Altice. You can even get our show on the ocean.
We got a lot of people talking. There's been a lot of, how would you say it, people talking about our podcast. I was looking at something. Remember I told you that one of our, I don't know if it was the guy from AP or the guy from Newsday, or both, actually, were on that muckruck? Well, guess who's also on the muckruck? We are. And they're saying, are you guys part of journalism?
I hope somebody would stand up and match the $2,000 that Suffolk Buzz gave us. That'd be
so
nice.
So I was sitting there, and I'm like, trying to see how we, today, how I could see in this thing. And it says, it's like a public relations sort of like, it's a PR thing that you do the, and also you post things and stuff like that. But we're on there. People put us up there. And I'm sitting there like, okay, that's interesting. People put us.
I'll put that on there about the ADA, enforcement and money behind it.
Yeah.
Put something up there about that. What is muckruck? What the hell is that?
It's like a social media for journalists. It's like a Facebook for journalists.
Oh, journalists.
So, and they asked in our, on the other email, they asked if we, what we were like a journalist or we were like a PR person or what we were. And I'm like, I don't know.
We're
what
advocates.
You could,
I'm not a journalist.
That's
I'm
it.
An advocate.
Neither am I. So I just said, I don't know how to describe that, but I don't know how we got up there to begin with. Maybe because
we're
of our
advocates.
Podcast.
Advocates for the disabled. What do you mean?
Inner
Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. How do you? That's how
but
you
how
describe it.
How did we get up to muckruck? That's what I'd like to know. That's
I don't.
Really
I don't
for,
know anything about muckruck.
Yeah,
sounds like
really
a sounds like a website for prisoners. Muckruck. Muck.
Rack.
Run amok.
No. M-U-C. K and then space R A C K muckrack.
Well, don't put an F in front of that.
Woo! You're so bad. You really
muckrack.
Are.
Put an F in front of that, and that'd be something.
Yes,
funny.
It would. That would give us a lot of press coverage.
All right, Inner Sight. Around the world.
You're bad.
Or even on muckrock. Whatever the hell that is.
You know, your two journalist friends are up here too, so.
Who? What's their names?
The one from the AP and the one from, I'm not saying it right now, but the one from AP and the one from Newsday.
Caruso's
and
up
I
on muckrock?
Yes, he is. I'm
Get
telling
out.
You. I'm telling
Holy
you.
Holy smokes.
90 yes. seconds.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I know. You too.
Thank you, David Caruso.
We didn't get to Maureen, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Who's on it? Caruso and Harrington?
Yes. And I haven't gotten a chance to
well,
see.
Well, I have a feeling I'm going to be hearing about this.
Yeah. And I don't
All right, in a sight.
Either. I get a look.
Round the world. We'll see you Monday. Mad or glad.
60 seconds.
Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our callers, listeners, muckrock, and everybody else, and whatever kind of ruck you're in, as long as you don't get into a rut, stay in the ruck.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you Monday. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 on the muckrock. Catch us. Yeah.
That's the Inner Sight.
Thank
number,
you so much.
Everybody.
And
Thank
David,
you,
if you're on muckrock and you hear me, please return my phone call. Thank you. Inner Sight. Round the world. Yeah.
Captain.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone. Crazy.